Psalm 101 in the New King James, a psalm of David, according to the superscription. I will sing of mercy and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praises. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. O, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. And, of course, city of the Lord, there would be Jerusalem in this day. Now, I'm going to sound like I'm going to speak against what Phil was saying, but really I'm going to expand upon it a little bit. This psalm is currently, and was in those days, a proper prayer, a proper meditation for the one who loves God. Of course, it is best for us to keep wicked from us, to keep the wicked ones away, to take the liars out of our lives, to dwell among holy people in a holy city. But that isn't really totally what this psalm is about. Anybody that knows the history of David, how he lived, and the things that he did wrong to sabotage his own kingdom and his own family knows that this psalm isn't about David. The psalm, and I'll get to that later, but there's a lot in here that doesn't point to David. It's David looking to someone else. And of course, we know who that is. This psalm is about primarily Jesus Christ. And it opens with this couplet, I will sing of mercy and justice. To you, O Jehovah, I will sing praises. This sets the tone and explains what the rest of the psalm is about. And when you look at the two things that so often people push away or say are separate, say are opposites, mercy and justice. But the psalm speaks of mercy and justice and praising Jehovah, the covenant God, for these things. What we're looking here is salvation and how mercy can be applied when justice is required. And for that, of course, we need a perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God to come to live perfectly in order to earn the right to live with God. In verse 2, it says, I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Now, of course, in the Old Testament days, and I'm not going to get too much into talking about the Trinity and how the three persons interact within it because I tripped myself up in that. But there was no separation between the Father and the Son yet. That happened, of course, during Jesus' earthly ministry, particularly during the crucifixion. I believe, and some others that I've read, say that this is looking to when will the covenant be not established, but consummated, fulfilled. When will salvation be done, be paid for? When will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes, and I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. Now again, when we look at the life of David, we see that sadly he failed in not doing these things. That he put up with wicked ones in his family, in his nephews, in the army, in his administration of his government. Wicked ones whom he had an emotional attachment to, who tripped him up, who were stumbling blocks in his life. But Jesus did do these things. He lived a perfect and holy life. He did not know wickedness, as David sadly did, as we all do. I'm not going to turn this into a David bashing fest, because none of us are any better. Matter of fact, we fail, well, not quite as vividly, but in every way that he did as well. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who had a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. And this certainly sounds like those mighty men that hung out with David. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Now this sounds more like God speaking, more like Jesus speaking. Those who live a perfect life, those who are holy, will serve him. His eyes are on the faithful of the land as he shepherds his flock. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. And again, we see that God does judge. And those outside of the covenant, those wicked ones, will be put out of his presence. Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land. David never did that. That I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. And I could at this point, there's room here, there's not time here, to go into a look at the church as the house of God and how the wheat and the tares grow up together. But at some point he will rise up and destroy the wicked. And at that final day, purify the church. And then as we're all risen in heaven, not in heaven, but risen in the new heavens and earth, then we can live this song properly. But until then, we sing it looking to the holiness of Jesus and taking it upon ourselves. And looking forward to being sinless after this life.